This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. And that is a transferable certificate, so it'd be kind of nice if someone won that. Today's trivia theme is entertainment. Entertainment. Hey, that's entertainment. Mark, give us a recap of what happened with Pacific Private Money in 2018.
Well, we're going to do a show today where we're going to look back and look forward. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the successes we had at the Pacific Private Money and Pacific Private Money Fund. Thanks to, you know, many of our listeners who, in fact, many of the new investors in our fund this year came from the radio show.
Yeah, the last 3 weeks. Sorry to interrupt, but in the last 3 weeks, we had so many people call in or email in requesting information, and we ask, you know, where'd you hear about
us?
Yeah,
we track it.
Yeah.
I wonder, do you think, how much of that do you think has to do with the stock market's tumultuous
ups and downs? Hurt.
Yeah.
Well, so we've been, you know, I just was putting the finishing touches this week on my December 2018 monthly member newsletter that I send to all of our fund members shortly after the end of every month. And of course, I like to do a year-end recap at the end of December. And so some of these numbers now are fresh in my head. So for example, we grew our fund from $33 million to $44 million, up 33% increase in the size of the fund. Still nowhere near the amount of money we needed to fund all of the loans that we originated here at Pacific Private Money. We did about $125 million in new originations and additional fundings on some of our existing loans in 2018, and that was up about 10% from the year before. Unit-wise, we did close to 200 deals throughout the year. So again, all good numbers, all growth. But probably the biggest news for 2018 was similar to 2017, and that is, man, we're a company that has way more deals and way more loan applications than we have money to fund. And that's a good thing in terms of it allows us to cherry pick loans that we like to fund. And certainly we find a way to do, you know, the best of those loan applications. But I do say that doesn't always hold true, because we're starting to get some really nice loan requests in that are higher loan amounts than we're capable of readily doing. And those are loan amounts, you know, in the $3-5 million range. And so, you know, we're working on a number of things at Pacific Private Money to boost our access to capital, either through lines of credit or possibly even a small institutional investor injection of capital. But really, at the end of the day, one of the ways that we've really grown over the 10-year history of Pacific Private Money is through individual investors. We call them retail investors, and you know, we're really talking about you folks out there who have, you know, savings, a portion of your savings anywhere from $50,000 to $500,000. In fact, we've got a, you know, pocket full of investors that have invested over $1 million into our fund, and some very well-heeled multimillionaire note investors who just like to invest in individual notes as well. And so last year's breakdown was about $30 million of the 125 that we did in new loans was originated through our fund, and the rest, the other $95 million, was all through private individuals who through original individual deeds of trust. So really, it's we're a company that would love to see our capital attraction rate accelerate, and we're working on a number of things to do just that.
Well, Okay, so, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm listening to you, and I'm mm-hmm. thinking, okay, I'm the audience out there, and I'm thinking, okay, well, all this money, why would people invest?
Millions.
Yeah, millions of dollars. I mean, there's got to be some really attractive feature. It's got to be the rate of return and how secure it is.
It's the rate of return and the security. And I will tell you that the alternative finance industry, which is the industry that we are part of and that we serve, is growing, and it's been growing, and it's been on actually a growth tear over the last 5 years. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Some say as high as $60 billion right now is the current loan demand across the board for alternative to bank funding. And it's funny because you hear about reports in the on the internet about non-bank funding, and we're not talking about that because companies like Quicken Loans and other large providers of conventional financing are not banks, and so that's considered non-bank. But there's an alternative, also known as private money or hard money. And that Pacific private money, that's what we do. We're an alternative real estate provider. We are definitely non-bank, but we don't do conventional financing. We do fast, reliable financing. And we charge a higher rate for it, which is why we're able to pay our investors. Well, our fund right now ended the year at just under 7.6% distributed yield, about 7.8% on a compounded basis. Our individual note investors are getting anywhere from 8 to 9% on their yield, on their return, on their invested capital, depending on the loan type. And really, it's just it's still one of the better kept secrets in investing in alternatives. And I know if you're out there and you're looking at your portfolio, you're looking at alternatives. And we'll get a little bit more into that when we come back from the break, because the first period is always the short one here at Best of Investing.
Okay. Here's our first trivia question. Because when we come back, I want you to talk about the risks. And, because it's over 7.5% in today's market. It's pretty darn good.
Sounds too good to be true.
Okay. Let's see here. First commercial break trivia question is, who was the star of the 1928 movie Steamboat Willie? That's the trivia question. You will know this. Okay, it's not someone just completely off color here. I mean, it's not like Joe Blow. No, I never heard of him. No, you'll have heard of this. That's our trivia question. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're gonna win that tanning certificate. Question again is, who was the star of the 1928 movie Steamboat Willie? And don't touch that dial, because the Best of Investing is gonna be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW. It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. First trivia question was, who was the star of the 1928 movie Steamboat Willie?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, that is correct. Yes, he won an Oscar. I want to make a quick mention here for Alcatraz Cruises, because they're launching their second annual Buy One, Get One Free. Alcatraz Island, one of the country's most visited national parks. Check them out at alcatrazcruises.com/BOGO. Stands for Buy One, Get One Free. Or you can also call them at 415-981-7625. Okay, Mark, back to you. The Pacific Private Money Fund, the rate of return sounds really good. People are listening and going, gee, 7.5%. I mean, it sounds kind of risky. But in reality, I don't think so. Go ahead.
Well, we don't think so. And at Pacific Private Money, our investors have three ways to invest in real estate secured notes. One way is through our fund, and that's perfect for people who are inexperienced at, say, note investing. And that is a very specific investing strategy where you invest directly in an individual note. That's one of the three ways through our fund. The other two ways are either investing in whole notes or investing in fractional notes. And really, those are very similar. It's the same note. So when we put a note investment opportunity out to our investor clients via email, it might be, say, a $500,000 loan or $1 million loan. You can take that entire note if you're capable of doing that and you've got the funds and you like investing in, because some actually prefer to invest in the entire note. They don't like to fractionalize with other people that they don't know. But other people are quite comfortable buying a fractional interest in a loan, say $100,000 worth of a $500,000 note. You might share it with four or five other people, and you could each have different amounts. There's no requirement. You could have two people in a note. You can have five people in a note. In California, we can fractionalize it up to 10 ways. Now, we don't like putting 10 investors in one note because there's a lot of brain damage from a paperwork point of view, but we also sell notes that we have already closed. Sometimes we'll close a note in our fund or through our line of credit and offer it for sale on our investment platform, which is privatemoneyloans.com. That's privatemoneyloans.com, as opposed to our corporate website, which is pacificprivatemoney.com. Those two are easily confused because they sound very similar. But so maybe I guess that's a fourth way you could buy a note that's already closed. Normally, we live fund a loan. So if you're a note investor and you like to invest in an individual note, you know, you're normally wiring your money directly to escrow because we've put your name on the note and deed of trust and the other loan documents. We've and everything is going through a national title and escrow company, and you wire money to the fund. Wire your funds to the escrow company. The other part of it is that if you invest in the fund, you're actually sending money to you know, our subscription account. And when we need your funds to close a loan, we move that money over to the operating account. Anyway, a lot of detail, but the bottom line is why is it not risky, in our opinion? And the reason why we feel it's not risky is because we do loans at or below 70% loan to value on average. Banks typically do 80%, and FHA loans, as some of you might know, are up to 97% of the purchase price of your home. So we're pretty conservative. And so you take into consideration the conservative nature of the loan, the fact that it's secured by real estate, you've got protective equity.
And not everybody gets a loan. I mean, you don't say yes to everyone.
Right. And we say, you know, in our deal flow, our loan requests vastly outnumber the loans we close. In fact, we say no 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah, and a lot of our loans are short term as well.
Right. So we're not locking your money up for 30 years. We're not generally even locking it up for 5 years or 3 years. Most of our loans are 12 to 24 months. Many of them are, you know, referred to in the industry as bridge loans, not to build a bridge or buy a bridge, although we got one to sell you. Bridge meaning short-term, short-term loans. And a bridge loan could be short-term on a commercial property. It could be short-term on a residential property that's a rental property or a fix and flip. Or we even help consumers buy homes that they're going to move into. So we even do owner-occupied financing. In fact, that's one of our core products is our 11-month bridge program for owner-occupied purchase money transactions.
Well, this actually fits right into our email question we got from a listener. It says, how much diversification is in your fund?
So our fund right now stands at about $45 million total today of total assets. And we have that's spread across 91 loans, and those loans include construction of local residential property. It's small commercial. It's purchase money loans on owner-occupied homes where they have a viable exit to pay us off with bank financing before that 11 months expires. We've got some fix and flip loans in there. Again, most of them are in the Bay Area.
I was going to say, do you do all over the country?
No, in California.
Just in California.
The preponderance of loans we do are in Northern California, but because California is a... if you're licensed to lend in California, you can lend anywhere in California.
Yeah.
But we specialize really in Northern California. We do have an agent located in Southern California, and so we got boots in the ground pretty much all over the state.
And a big question I think people would ask is, you know, from a track record standpoint, how many losses have you had in the fund?
So in 10 years, I'm going to talk about the company as a whole because we've done 1,500 loans, over 1,500 loans total, about 350 loans in the fund over the last 5 years. But over the last 10 years, since 2008, we've done over 1,500 loans. We've never lost money in a loan. We've never lost a dollar of investor principal. And in fact, we've on all but one loan, we've been able to return to 100% of the interest that was promised. There was only one loan where we didn't quite collect all of the interest. And I would say, you know, you compare that to bank loans, and that's actually an exceptional record.
Well, yeah, maybe you didn't get 100% of the interest on that one loan, but you got 100% of the principal.
Mm-hmm. That's right, okay. Exactly.
And the thing is, with the 10-year track record, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, 2008, I mean, everything, you know, went up from them, but that's not true because 2008 was kind of almost a starting. I mean, maybe 2007, but
2008 was a downward spiral.
Yeah,
as was 2009, and then 2010, it decelerated a bit. Although some neighborhoods were still decelerating until 2011, so it was a protracted decline, and we had no losses in those years. Now, of course, the last 5 years, it's been much easier to make loans and make money because prices have been appreciating, but the fact remains is that at Pacific Private Money, we've never had a loan loss on any of our files.
Very good. Okay, we're going to cut to another commercial break. I want to make a quick mention here, a personal mention for We Care Exterminators. Call them. It's called WeCarePest.com, 707-703-1278. They can get rid of your pests. Very reasonably priced. I've used them. I think they're excellent. Second trivia question. What is another name for an Academy Award? All right. Call 888-912-1190. Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. And don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
A special offer for Bay Area residents. Alcatraz Cruises is launching its second annual Buy One, Get One Free, or BOGO, ticket promotion. These tours from Alcatraz Cruises often sell out during the year, but they've made it a priority to educate the community about the robust history of the island. As a result, Alcatraz Cruises wants to encourage local residents to experience the assets that make Alcatraz Island one of the country's most visited national parks. Offered only to Bay Area residents, this special Buy One, Get One Free ticket promotion is available only on select dates in January and February. For more information, visit alcatrazcruises.com/BOGO. That's alcatrazcruises.com/BOGO. To book this special Buy One, Get One Free offer, Bay Area residents can call 415-981-7625. Or you can purchase tickets at the ticket booth, located at Pier 33, Alcatraz Landing.
Sonoma Canopy Tours is a world-class zipline tour through the Redwood Forest. Does your family need a break from technology? With a 2.5-hour adventure including ziplines, sky bridges, spiral staircases, and rappelling, Sonoma Canopy Tours is a thrilling, beautiful experience that you'll never forget. Come fly with us. Reserve your spot today by calling 888-494-7868. That's 888-494-7868. Or book your tour online at SonomaCanopyTours.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. Second trivia question, what is another name for an Academy Award? Mark, you know the answer.
Oscar.
Oscar, that is correct. Two for two.
I was going to say three for three.
Not yet.
No.
Jump ahead. You know what? The next one I think you will get.
So you will be three or Mark for, or
but,
both
but
of
probably
us.
Both of you. Okay. Mm. I want to make a quick mention here also for Sonoma Canopy Tours. It's a world-class zipline tour through the Redwood Forest. Get this, guys. It's about 200 feet tall. So if you're not scared of heights,
that would be scary.
It would be pretty darn cool to
Where
do.
Where is this?
It's in Occidental. Not on purpose, but Occidental. It's a thrilling, beautiful experience that you'll never forget. Come fly with us. Reserve your spot today at SonomaCanopyTours.com, or you can call 888-494-7868. Nam, you wanted to mention about PML.
Yeah, Mark was talking about private money loans. We call it PML here in the office just to save time. But private money loans is our website for investors who want to participate in individual deeds of trust. So we've had it out for about a year, and I'd say in the last year, we've really spent the time with PML, private money loans, in beta mode, which was beta meaning it's sort of a testing environment where we're just working out the kinks. So starting next month, February, sometime mid-February, we're going to move out of beta and essentially put most, if not all, of our trust deed opportunities, at least that's the goal of putting our trust deed opportunities on privatemoneyloans.com. Versus putting them here and there on there just to, you know, get an idea of how the system will work. I think we put in the time and understand how investors like to see loan opportunities. And also just, you know, we've learned when people pledge, you know, what they're, you know, the interest that they're expressing in a loan and when they want to commit. Now we're at the point where we're just going to put all of our loans out there. And whatever a trust deed opportunity comes up on the site, people can choose to invest by pledging.
Okay. Well, that's the next evolution of funding individual loans is via a platform like that. The software is there, and we've built it on the backbone of a software company that has provided this service for a number of other loan originators throughout the United States. So this is a growing phenomena. Things are moving onto the internet, the phones. I mean, we already have been obtaining funding commitments via email.
Right.
And that's way more efficient than it used to be when you had to call people individually or mail to individuals. Here's a sheet of investment opportunities for you to consider.
Right.
So that, you know, the pace of everything has increased, as has borrowers' expectations of how quickly you can close. So if we're looking to fund, you know, in a week, which oftentimes is the case, a week or two, having a platform like that, a robust platform for where someone can log in and safely and securely view loan information and make an investment decision and pull the commitment trigger on there. I just think it's the way to go.
All right. So I wanted to hear some deals of the week, and I'm going to start off with the first one. All right.
Okay.
It's a fairly new deal. The gentleman and his wife have a very young child, like, you know, 2 years old. They currently live in San Francisco in a condo, but he works in Oakland. So he wants to move. You know, who wants to raise their child in a condo, mm-hmm. right, downtown San Francisco? And he wants to be close to work. So they want to buy a house in Oakland, close to work. And he's got his offer accepted. But because he's got a reasonably 40% loan to value on his house, or excuse me, on the condo, he's not bankable yet. And he needs speed. So what we're going to do at Pacific Private Money, what you guys are going to do is you're going to fund him enough to make the purchase of the new house mm-hmm. in Oakland and basically take a first mortgage there and a second mortgage cross on the condo while he sells it. As soon as he sells the condo, he'll pay the loan down substantially and then he'll be able to qualify with a regular bank loan. And in this case, the guy makes a lot of money and he's got really good credit. And he's going to be keeping about $300,000 in his bank account to, you know, as a sort of a safety blanket.
Sure.
Right. You know, which I think is very, very prudent. And he doesn't have much other debt, you know, revolving credit cards and stuff like that. So it's a relatively conservative loan. It, you know.
What's the CLTV on there?
It's 70%.
Okay.
70%. Yeah, so it's pushing the envelope on that a little bit, but the story makes sense. Mm-hmm. And everything else makes up for it, like, you know, good income,
right.
good credit, and all that. So the interest rate that's being charged is right around 9.5%.
You know, it's funny because every week when we get ready for the show, I always struggle a little bit to find some unique deal of the week. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's some, you know, we're consistent. We get these, you know, the deal you just mentioned is one just like another one we got this week, where it was essentially somebody looking to purchase, and they currently have a home to sell. So very similar scenario. The combined loan to value, I think in this case, was like 60%.
Okay.
But sometimes I kind of rack my brain looking for some really unusual deal yeah. of the week. But, you know, there's some value in just having a consistent type of loan product that we tell to the marketplace.
Well, especially if you get the reputation of continually funding that kind of loan, then the brokers will bring you. In fact, Mark, where do you get your loans from?
We get our loans from mortgage brokers, realtors, bankers, and direct from the borrower as well. But the bulk of our marketing efforts are really geared toward taking our message, you know, via LinkedIn, via going to lots and lots of conferences, by going directly to their offices and presenting to their agents. But the best deals come from mortgage brokers and realtors because they're the ones that have a client or are in the middle of trying to finance a deal or close a deal where there's always a percentage that fall out of bank financing or conventional financing for one reason or another. And many of those that fall apart just fall apart because they don't actually know that there's a plan B. They don't realize that because we haven't been perfect yet at blanking the universe with our message. And, you know, because marketing's hard, let's face it. But I mean, every week we get told by realtors, oh, I thought it was illegal for, you know, to get a hard money loan on a primary residence purchase. Well, that's not true. It's not illegal. And we're one of the few in the state of California that are licensed and have the appropriate software to be able to create these types of loans for consumers. And it's a great product.
And the reason that you're one of the few is because it's pretty darn expensive.
Well,
a lot of brokers don't want to spend that money.
There's a number of things that you have to do as a company in order to underwrite those. It's the licensing, it's the software, it's the staffing, it's the underwriting guidelines. It's not a small investment, and the vast majority of people in our space just want to make loans to flippers because that's the low-hanging fruit and it's low documentation. It's easy, but we like the owner-occupied marketplace, and we've been thriving in it, and we're providing a service to people who need it, want it, and benefit from it.
All right, well, guys, we're going to cut to our third commercial break. Trivia question here: what 1977 Paul Newman movie made cult stars of a trio of idiots named the Hanson Brothers? Right? That's our trivia question. Call 888-912-1190. I thought you know this one right away. You give me that blank stare look. All right.
Two blank stares.
Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. What 1977 Paul Newman movie made cult stars of a trio of idiots named the Hanson Brothers? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanfanamfan of Pacific Private Money. Trivia question number three. What 1977 Paul Newman movie made cult stars of a trio of idiots named the Hanson Brothers?
We're drawing blanks here.
Uh-oh. Is there only two for three?
Butch Cassidy?
No. Slapshot.
Oh.
The hockey movie.
Of course.
Right. That's right. Forgot that. Hey, okay. So get this. Last weekend, we saw my son play drums in the Silicon Valley. All right. We're in Saratoga. And I am not kidding. We went to a Chinese restaurant. Good food, get your fortune cookie, right? This could only happen in Silicon Valley. Instead of, you know, a fortune cookie, you know, be good to everyone, that sort of thing. This was inside of it. Digital circuits made from analog parts.
That's it?
Yeah.
Digital circuits.
I guess it's R-made. Digital circuits are made from analog parts. I mean, who else outside of the Silicon Valley would even understand? I still don't understand what that means. I thought that was kind of funny. Okay, Mark, okay. Put your crystal ball on and give us some forward thinking.
Well, I mentioned to Edward that I want to talk about some forward thinking, but it was actually... It's forward thoughts based on recent headlines. And... if you've been listening to the show, you know, longer than a few times, you know that we like to make fun of the headlines. And, you know, let's face it, you know, the headlines have a way of, you know, if it bleeds, it leads kind of mentality. So here are just four that I picked off of the blogs that we follow. And there's one particular blog that I follow that consolidates real estate and real estate related articles every week. And it's always interesting to go there before the show and see what's see what people are saying, see what the pundits, whoever those are, whatever a pundit is, are saying. but here's some, if it bleeds, it leads. Rising rates are having a ripple effect across the housing market. That's one. How about new home sales tank? Nearly 20% to end 2018. More Americans think it's a bad time to buy a home. And the unusually large drop in home sales has real estate agents baffled. Have you met baffled real estate agents recently?
I don't know if I have.
You know, it's... my point in bringing this topic up is that, first of all... most real estate headlines are nationwide, and they're usually in response to someone in the industry that's posting nationwide numbers. And if you know anything about real estate, there is no national market in real estate. You can blend all the national statistics of all the major metropolitan areas throughout America and say housing starts are up X%. new home sales are down Y percent. You know, rising mortgage rates have slowed applications. And this is throughout the United States of America. And every single region of the United States is different. They just are. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, right now in Texas, and I forgot to check which city, but there are cities in Texas that are so overbuilt right now with new homes, they can't sell them. And they're cutting prices and builders are losing money. There's actually some regions in California, and I'm surprised actually to read this, where, you know, new home sales are down year over year in the high double digit figures, but it's for November and December. And what happened in November and December of this past year is interest rates spiked. But in the last couple of weeks, interest rates have actually gone down again, and the holidays are over, and we're in January, and it stopped raining for a little while. And I happen to know that anecdotally over this past weekend, the realtors were really busy with open houses. So, you know, activity starts to pick up right around February, right around, you know, the old adage, you know, after the Super Bowl, things really heat up. So I think it's really hard. And again, you know, you can't blame the news media outlets. They're, you know, they're looking to fill space.
You know what's funny? Is on last week's show, there was an article that I cited, and the headline was, "Have we hit the bottom of the housing market?"
well, here, and don't forget the people who make money selling you strategies to make money in real estate. And here's one of those sellers of strategies and books and tapes, etc. And the headline is, "The Coming Real Estate Market Crash and How You Can Profit from It." You know, now, do we expect real estate prices to crest and then maybe adjust and go down at some point? Yes, we do. But when it's going to happen and how it happens and how deep that price depreciation is going to be different in different markets. Now, of course, I tend to follow the California real estate market, and I read California statistics, and I listen to economists who specialize in California. And right now, all of the ones, and this is repeating information I've shared, you know, in recent prior shows, there just isn't anything out there to indicate in California, which is a population of 40 million and the seventh largest economy on the planet, there's nothing to indicate in the economic statistics that the local economists I follow to indicate that we're in any danger in California of either entering a recession or seeing real estate prices react as if it were a bubble and go down significantly. Could we be changing from a seller's market to a buyer's market finally after nearly 10 years? I would say, yeah, probably. Yeah. Is that a bad thing, really? And if so, for whom?
Right. Yeah.
Good point.
It's great for buyers. Is it bad for sellers? Well, not really, you know, unless you did something stupid, you know, and you bought a house, you paid too much to buy it, paid too much to remodel it, took too long to remodel it. Now you're going to lose money selling it. Well, whoops.
Or you know? Say in Vegas, you're taking your chips off the table.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot of reasons, and that's why we're bullish at Pacific Private Money. And maybe not bullish is maybe not the right term. We're confident. We're confident in lending on California real estate because even if we are at the top of the market, if I'm making a loan that's 70% of the price you're paying for a piece of real estate today, am I really concerned that it's going to go down 30% in the next 12 months? How likely is that?
Right.
Extremely unlikely. Yeah. I don't know that it's ever happened before in the history of California that real estate prices have dropped 30% in a year.
In a year. It's possible, but it's not probable.
Yeah. It's possible, but not probable. And we just don't have any support for those out there claiming we're about to have a real estate crash. Look, I mean, guys are out there trying to sell their educational products. They're trying to sell their seminars. Oh, yeah. They're trying to sell their coaching. And so they're going to attract attention any way they can. And so just be mindful of that. I don't pay attention to a lot of the political news for the same thing. It's just because they got to fill space every single day, every 24 hours, another edition comes out. So, you know, it's just be mindful of that.
All right. So, guys, we don't have a trivia question. We're going to cut to break pretty soon. When we come back, we're going to have some closing comments. I did want to say that I don't know if I told you that, you know, my 4-year old, I told him that, I said, listen, there's don't be embarrassed to, you know, if you have an accident and you poop in your pants, right? But you know what? He's still making fun of me. Okay. But I'm bumching. I'm sorry. I saw that today. I thought that was kind of funny.
We will edit that out.
Russ, can you edit that part out?
We're sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to throw that in. Okay. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back with some closing comments.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. So, guys, you know, we were talking about, you know, rates of return and all this great stuff on the fund. But, you know, I'm sure people have a question out there that says, why would anyone in the world come to you and pay 9.5%, 10%, whatever you're going to charge, when the banks are charging, you know, 5 or 6% interest?
Mostly, it's speed. And it's funny because I'm going through a home refinance right now, and I think we're in the sixth week. And I really have no expectation that it's going to close anytime soon. And so, and that's a refinance. Now, on the purchase side, I know that, you know, if you're well qualified, and well qualified is a very important definition. That means you've been at your job for 2 years or longer. You have reserves in the bank. You earn a good income and can prove it. You have a job. You're not self-employed. You have a high credit score. Yeah. You have all your paperwork ready to go. Can you close on a new home loan purchase conventionally in 21 days?
Maybe.
It happens.
Right. It happens.
I wouldn't hold my breath and bet on it, but it does happen. I mean, there are some really good conventional lending sources out there where if you check off every single box, you can close quickly. And you know, and that's not to say that every home loan purchase has to close in 21 days. Sometimes you can get an escrow that will close in 30 days or 45 yeah. days. But that's not the point. That's not why people come to us. People come to us because they've run out of time and they thought they had bank financing lined up. And they found out that because of a particular glitch in their particular credit situation, they can't close conventionally in time to close the contract they're in right now. That happens a lot. And more often than not, they just cancel the contract. possibly lose their deposit. Why? Because the agent or the mortgage broker working for the borrower don't realize that there's a plan B. They don't realize they may have gotten an email from Pacific Private Money, but it landed in their spam trap, or they just never really paid attention to the fact that you can use private financing to close a deal. You can get a bridge loan. We can close very quickly. And some of the reasons why people can't close. Because they switched jobs in the last 10 years, a lot of the buyers of loans on the conventional side, they just don't like it. You know, maybe you switched jobs 6 months ago and yeah, you're making more money, but that job transition is throwing the is throwing that application a kilter. Maybe you're self-employed. That's the biggest one. Gosh, I can't tell you how many questions come up when you're self-employed.
Well, especially
and if you have multiple entities.
Well, the thing is, you know, who wants to pay more income taxes than they need to. So if they have a good CPA,
they write everything
they write off everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So your CPA is too good, and all of a sudden it's hard to
go backwards
and say, well, I wrote this off, I wrote that off, I didn't claim this income. You never want to say that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But there are just so many reasons out there why conventional financing glitches. Here's another one that's becoming more popular. Someone wants to borrow in a second position behind an existing first on their existing home. They want to remodel it to sell. Yep. And their bank isn't issuing or they're not able to get a HELOC from their bank or a bank because of a specific situation. We like doing those loans. Maybe the home is owned in trust, either a conventional trust or an irrevocable trust, and they don't want to move it out because usually banks will say you have to move it out of the trust. So we do those too. Oddball things.
Inherited property.
Inherited property buyouts, rights. One sibling wants to keep it, the other wants to sell. We provide buyout financing so that the one can keep the home. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or just call us. We're in the 415. We're at 415-883-2150. All our people are friendly, and we'll never try to sell you anything. We won't, you know, force you to invest in our fund or force you to take one of our loans. But information is power. Give us a call or visit our website.
All right, guys, we're going to cut out for the day. Here's our thoughts for the day. Some people wait their entire life for their ship to come in, not realizing they're standing in an airport. And Dear Abby said, the best index of a person's character is how he treats people who can't do him any good and how he treats people who can't fight back. Thought that was accurate. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.